one of the things I knew I couldn't do was teach middle school, high school, any of that, because I just look at who I was in high school, and I do not want to deal with that. So when I was there, I probably didn't recognize how graceful he was in actually steering me in a positive direction. He was just good at being so subtle that I never really knew. But I do remember one of his extra credit problems and like solving it, and just thinking that was really cool that I'd kind of done that. And I thought maybe that was the moment that I was like, oh, maybe I am pretty good at this and I should look down that direction a little bit more. His name was George Hahn. He used to be a engineer. So he was like part of one of the programs when Wyoming didn't have enough math teachers, and if you had a degree close to math, they would kind of let you come and teach. And he did that, and I think he retired. I mean, he taught for 30 years doing that. So as an engineer, and he was old enough before calculators, then they used the slide ruler. And so we called him the T.I. Hahn, because after the T.I. Texas Instruments, you could ask him, what's the square root of 11, you know, and he would rattle off maybe 10 decimal places of accuracy just because he'd done it on that ruler so many times. He just memorized it, and so he was pretty fun like that. I remember he showed me, it's false mathematics, but you can kind of wow someone by making the number 2 equal to number 1. And it's actually how I start my first class every semester, is I do that. And I always remember that. I think that, oh, man, that was really cool. Yeah, now I kind of know the trick. And I tell my students the trick. And there is probably 4 people I know that came out of around my year that got, like, their master's or doctorate in math. And I think it's probably because of him.